Trademark Green Bay. ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. John Bolton's vehicles have arrived at federal court in Maryland one day after he was indicted on 18 counts of allegedly misappropriating classified information. ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas has more on the third indictment against one of President Trump's critics.
Bolton pushing back, declaring the indictment retribution and an abuse of power, writing, "These charges are not just about his focus on me or my diaries, but his intensive effort to intimidate his opponents to ensure that he alone determines what is said about his conduct."
Today, President Trump hosts Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House one day after he spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin for more than 2 hours and agreed to another summit. It's day 17 of the government shutdown. The Senate's gone for the weekend, which means the shutdown will last until at least Monday. And Meta, Facebook's parent company, is adding parental controls for kids' interactions with AI chatbots. This is ABC News. Distribution of recovery funds to flood-devastated Central Texas has been uneven at best.
Kerr County, northwest of San Antonio, was dealt the hardest hit by the Independence Day flash floods, including the disaster at Camp Mystic. But so far, only about one-fifth of applicants for federal disaster assistance from Kerr County have been deemed eligible to get financial help. The Texas Tribune reports that 9 other counties with less extensive damage have received a higher proportion of approvals from FEMA, leaving Kerr County officials wondering what's going on. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Founding member of rock and roll icons Kiss died Thursday. Ace Frehley was 74. He died in New Jersey, his family says, following a recent fall. He co-founded KISS, the 2014 inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Frehley also had significant solo success with New York Groove, which became a KISS staple. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Remember the NFL draft in Green Bay last April? When the city swelled to nearly 6 times its population, 600,000 people, over the 3-day event and only 1 arrest. That extraordinary outcome was recognized this week at the state capitol. State Representative Ryan Spouty and State Senator Jamie Wall presented the First Responders of the Year Award to the Green Bay Metro Fire Department for their effort in the draft. The award recognizes the planning, execution, and collaboration with other public safety organizations. Local law enforcement officers say the Green Bay Police Department, Green Bay Metro Fire Department, Ashwaubenon Public Safety Department, and Brown County Sheriff's Office spent more than a year planning for the draft. The deadline for media outlets to sign the Pentagon's new press policy came and went this week. Only one conservative news outlet has agreed to the new terms, telling reporters how they can gather information. Under the Defense Department's new policy, members of the press must agree to not obtain or publish material which is not authorized for the public, even if it's unclassified. Journalists also can't walk around the Pentagon on their own. They'll need to be accompanied by a Pentagon official. If they don't sign the press pass, reporters covering the Pentagon could lose their media credentials. The new policy has sparked outrage among journalists. The Pentagon Press Association says it's, quote, designed to stifle a free press and potentially expose us to prosecution for simply doing our jobs. They also say the policy conveys an unprecedented message of intimidation to everyone within the Department of Defense. More than a dozen news outlets have pushed back against the Pentagon, refusing to sign the new media policy. Those outlets include all major television broadcast networks, as well as the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, among others. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Can we go back to the story about the draft?
Yeah.
There was only one arrest?
One arrest.
All 3 days.
600,000 people.
That's remarkable.
It's extraordinary, isn't it? I'm glad it's being recognized. And important to point out, you know, the Green Bay Metro Fire Department received that award, but it was a collaboration between a whole bunch of local law enforcement agencies.
Absolutely.
So kudos to them.
Well, thank you for reporting that, mm-hmm. Connie. There are other sports. There's this other team in Wisconsin, and they're doing something game 4 or something.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
I'm hoping.
Yep.
Last chance for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where it's do or die for the Milwaukee Brewers in Game 4 tonight in L.A. against the Dodgers. Milwaukee losing again last night 3-1, now down 3-0. The Brewers only have 9 hits in this series so far. The last time that happened in the postseason was in 1906. First pitch tonight at Dodger Stadium, 7:38. NFL, the Packers head to Arizona tomorrow to play the Cardinals. Sunday, kickoff at 3:25. Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with some controversial statements, saying the NFL has a double standard for calling penalties to protect the players on offense and not on defense.
Who are we kidding? You want to fine guys for putting their head down, but you can be engaged with an offensive tackle and a guard can come put his head right into your head. And look how many times that's on film. Guys putting their head down and trying to come clean your clock. But you can't do that to offensive players. Get a $50,000 fine. I might get a fine for this conference.
That's Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens. Green
Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny, breezy, and warm for mid-October with highs in the low to mid-70s. Tonight, showers becoming likely, a few thunderstorms possible as well, breezy with lows in the upper 50s. A few showers lingering in the morning on Saturday, highs near 70. Right now, it's 57.
WGBW. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud of me? As you know it, please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud?
What I did there. Station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Stand by for a timeless commercial of the day.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on. We
autumn in Northeast Wisconsin. Put away the mosquito nets and get out the fire pit. And the perfect soundtrack when you're sitting around the fire? 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW. Round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I don't think I will ever overdose on a Beach Boys song. I just don't think that's possible. Just love the musicianship of that band. And coming up this weekend, lots of interesting programs. Sunday morning, Lean Local with former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt. 7 o'clock Sunday morning, talking about Green Bay issues. At 8 o'clock, New Wisco Weekend is an hour of interesting stuff. This one's going to have a focus on pets, especially dogs. All working animals, actually. Cover story features Ross from Christine Ann Domestic Abuse Services. Additional stories on breast cancer awareness and an equal rights amendment in Wisconsin. Plus, of course, Pete Schwabe is going to do his classic cinema pick of the week. That's New Wisco Weekend. Dr. Kristen Lyerly at 9 o'clock. An hour discussion on health, family, politics, community, and everyday life in Northeast Wisconsin. And then Always on Point from 10 until 11 with Kristen Ambos, an examination of local real estate markets, mortgages, rates, etc. It's 4 hours of very interesting information, and it goes very quickly. Check it out, starting at 7 Sunday morning on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. The Neville Public Museum is a general museum of art, history, and science. And the Green Bay Film Society's Fall 2025 International Film Series continues on the first Wednesday of the month in the auditorium of the Neville Museum. All films begin at 7 p.m. and are free and open to the public and are unrated, but intended for mature audiences. Coming up September 5th, Marriage Italian Style, co-sponsored by the Italo-American Club. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Hardware Hank Denmark wants to point out that although bullying has always been seen as part of growing up, it's been linked to increased odds for drug and alcohol dependence. Bullying makes it harder for a person to realize their full potential, and in some cases has even caused children and young adults to take their own lives. This message from Hardware Hank Denmark on Broadway. Stop by or call 920-863-1787. They're always concerned for the safety of our children.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. 97.9 WGBW features Mayor Jim Schmidt hosting Lean Local at 7 a.m. discussing Green Bay issues. At 8, it's New Wisco Weekend, a fast-paced collection of stories from and about Northeast Wisconsin, hosted by Lisa Hale. Followed by the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show at 9, an hour discussion about health, family, community, and more. Then join Kristen Ambos at 10 for Always On Point, a unique look at the real estate market. At 11, it's on to another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Local news, Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'll get to the timeless commercial of the day right after Peter, Paul, and Mary.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Go. There's so many times I've let you down, so many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. To go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say, kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, the station with timeless commercials, too. Now, this one, you'll know right away. Did I play this one for you before? I don't know. I don't keep track of these. I don't log what I played for you and when. I just find them and I play them. You'll know this one. This is a jingle, and by the way, feel free to sing along with the Oscar Mayer Wiener Whistle song.
For it's March. Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer Wiener. That is what I truly like to be. Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
Bunch of kids.
A big parade is so inspiring. Oh, I'm glad I'm not an Oscar Mayer Wiener. That is what I never want to be.
Wow.
Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener, there would soon be nothing left to me.
Peer pressure.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer Wiener.
And he joins in.
That is what I truly like to be. Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener,
you know this song.
Everyone would be in love with me.
You were singing, I caught you.
You start the year off fine.
February,
you're my little
I'm aglow. When you're on the beach, you steal the show. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love my little calendar girl. Every day,
every day,
every day,
every day
of the
time. We'll get to Thanksgiving after Halloween, and we'll get to Christmas after Thanksgiving. One holiday at a time. That's just the way we roll at 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Two Green Bay brothers wrongfully convicted of murder will get $25,000 after spending two decades in prison, but they could get up to $1 million. Robert and David Bentz were convicted in 2000 for the 1987 murder of Sandra Lyson. Their convictions were overturned 24 years later when DNA evidence ruled both of them out. $25,000 is the maximum compensation the Wisconsin Claims Board is allowed to award for the wrongful convictions, unless approved by the legislature, which is what the attorneys for the brothers are asking lawmakers to do. They want an additional payment of $1 million for each man. Thousands are expected to take to the streets this weekend for No Kings protests across the country, including right here in Northeast Wisconsin. The demonstrations are planned to send a message to lawmakers against what organizations describe as authoritarian policies of President Donald Trump and corruption. in his administration. Nearly a dozen protests are happening in our area, including Green Bay, Manitowoc, Shawano, Marinette, and Door County. With the Packers on the road this weekend, Lambeau is going to feel a little bit spooky. The Green Bay Packers will host the annual family favorite event, Spooktacular, tomorrow.
You're good.
Thank you, Dan.
Give me your best Halloween voice.
Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, nice.
Spooktacular runs from 9 to 3. Can I get on with my news now, Dan?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. So, the rock world lost a legend yesterday. Ace Frehley, lead guitar player and founder of the rock band Kiss, has died. Known by his on-stage persona, Space Ace, because of the silver stars on his face, Frehley was a consummate showman, playing guitars rigged with pyrotechnic effects in concert. Frehley's also credited with designing the band's logo with its lightning bolt letters. Ace Frehley was 74 years old. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The U.S. is still in a bit of a tight spot when it comes to soybeans, with no buys coming from China and a large supply coming from the harvest. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and there is a lot of work being done to try to find some new markets. The United Soybean Board Director, Nancy Kavazanjian, is here to share a bit about how they're trying to get more soybeans into Africa.
In Africa, more than 70% of the farmers are women. So it is important to have other women farmers there to talk farmer to farmer. Nigeria is the largest country in Africa. It also is a major aquaculture market. It's a country that needs more protein to feed their markets and feed their people. So if we can show them how to do a better job of raising their fish more efficiently using soy, it's a win-win both for us because we're developing markets for soy and they're developing markets to feed their people.
Nancy Kavazanjian, the United Soybean Board Director. And as someone that likes both soybeans and fish, it just sounds like a great partnership that hopefully we can move forward on. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
Get ready, Wisconsin. 10 days packed with discovery, fun, and excitement are coming your way. It's the Wisconsin Science Festival, October 16th through the 26th. With over 200 unique events in more than 50 counties, you'll find something for everyone, kids, families, and lifelong learners. This year's theme, rock and roll. Dive into the music, motion, and geology with interactive events. Don't miss the fun. Visit wiscifest.org to find events near you.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. With spooky season here, the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center will be extending their Halloween festivities to 2 days. The first day will be Saturday, October 25th, and the second day will be Friday, October 31st. When you're there, there's so much to do with treats, costumes, animals, corn maze, and lots of Wisconsin products. If you like this news and want more of it, make sure to download our brand new Midwest Farm Report app on your app store. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny, breezy, and warm for mid-October with highs in the low to mid-70s. Tonight, showers becoming likely, a few thunderstorms possible as well, breezy, with lows in the upper 50s. A few showers lingering in the morning on Saturday, highs near 70. Right now, it's 57.
WGBW.
When I'm with you. Thank you. wish I could sing it to you.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. When I talked to Jimmy Pankow of Chicago, the trombonist, he and I met on a trombone level because I played trombone in high school. We had a couple of laughs. He played in the pep band, Outside in the Cold.
They say we're young and we don't know.
The marching band.
Won't find out till we grow. Well, I don't know if all that's true, 'cause you got me and baby I got you. Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned. Our money's all been spent. I guess that's so. We don't have a pot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're a drown. Hair's too long, 'cause I don't care. With you I can't be wrong. Then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb, babe. I got you to hold my hand.
I got you to understand.
I got you to walk with me.
I got you to talk with me. I got you to kiss goodnight. I got you to hold me tight. I got you, I won't let go. I got you to love me so. I got you, babe.
brother. What's up?
This is a hey, big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, dig it.
Solid. Right on.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me, sister, with brutality. Sister, talk to me, sister, so you can see. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me so you can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, right on. Right on.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. Got another pair of tickets here. Would you like to go to the Meyer Theater a week from tonight and see the Linda Ronstadt Experience? It's an amazing program starring Tristan McIntosh singing Linda Ronstadt songs, and she does just a killer job on it. It's awesome. And tickets still available, but you can win them right here, right now, if you're the third caller at 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Caller number three picks up the tickets to the Meyer Theater for a week from tonight. Call now and good luck. All you got to do is be caller number three and you'll win from 97.9 WGBW.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
And congratulations to Lynn from Green Bay, who was the third caller a few minutes ago. Picks up tickets to see the Linda Ronstadt Experience at the Meyer Theater a week from tonight. I've got more tickets. They'll come your way on Monday. Be prepared for that. 97.9 WGBW.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 FM.
Hey, Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. That's it for me, Dan Marcus. I'm exhausted after a hard day over the turntables, so I'm turning it over to Laura McKenna. She's next.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall.
News. I'm Brian Clark. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton's in a federal courthouse in Maryland. He was indicted Thursday on 18 felony counts for allegedly mishandling classified information. He called the indictment nothing but retribution and part of President Trump's campaign to intimidate his opponents. ABC's Pierre Thomas says
Bolton and his attorneys claim no crime has been committed, but Bolton is under serious legal threat. Each of those 18 counts carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in jail.